Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, turning our attention to the border, the crisis of the border, people lining up to get into America with stories that are not credible, the children of those people getting into America, and what is to be done. However, Mary is identifying in this what she names correctly, Great Migration, as an answer to it. And it's not about building a higher wall. It's about opportunity. Mary, a very good evening to you. You write trenchantly that the Great Migration is about opportunity. The country of Honduras is part of the Northern Triangle of three countries, we're told, is contributing a great number of people to this Great Migration. What is Honduras for the people who live there? What can it be for opportunity? Good evening to you, Mary.
Well, good evening, John. Yeah, I mean, I started this column with the idea that, you know, these people, the majority of these people are coming here for opportunity. They want to work. And it's true that there's a big segment of children, unaccompanied children at the border that are now in U.S. custody. And that's a problem. But that's also opportunity in the sense that the parents want these children to have a future. And, you know, that's been happening for generations of Americans, you know, baby boomers, their grandparents came. I think it'll go on for a long time. When there's no opportunity at home, people come to the United States. And that's for two reasons. One, for example, Honduras was hit by two very strong hurricanes last November, and that wiped out food, water, jobs, roads, you name it. So they're very desperate. And the U.S. economy is getting ready for 8% growth this year, it looks like. So a lot of what's happening here is people looking for work.
They're looking for work in America because they have a dream. They have a story that if you get to America, you will have children who are successful. Mary, is there work for them in Honduras? Can there be? Because there are constant questions about the governance of the Northern Triangle. Honduras in particular, the president is in the news because of allegations of dealing with drug trafficking. Is there a future for these people in Honduras?
Yeah, I might just add one thing on the point you made, which is that if you talk to people in Honduras, they'll tell you that a lot of the young people, you know, young males, their dream is to get to the United States, work for 3 to 5 years, save up enough money, and go back to their countries and open a hardware store or a restaurant or, you know, become entrepreneurs. So it's a chance, working in the United States is a chance for them to bank money, dollars, which are stable, and with that savings, they have go back. So they don't necessarily come to stay. But the point that I was trying to make in the column is that if they had work opportunities at home, a lot of them would stay. This isn't about coming here to live off welfare, which some of the nativists in the United States say is the case. They just want to work. And so the point of the column is What we need to do if we want to stop this long-term, not just deal with this current pile-up at the border, but think more about why the region hasn't developed and what opportunities are there. And there are a lot of opportunities. As I mentioned in the column, as China becomes less and less attractive for investors, both because the cost of labor there has gone up, and also because of human rights violations, this region should see it as an opportunity, and we should all, the United States and Central America, think about how more investment can be brought to the region to create jobs.
It had not occurred to me that the opportunity that now is routinely identified in the news for Mexico, given the rearranging of supply chains, the lessons learned during the pandemic and also from the confrontation with the People's Republic of China about its abuses of other people, the opportunity is said to be coming to Mexico. AMLO is enjoying popularity, and there's great moment here for Mexican manufacturing again. It hadn't occurred to me that it would spread into Honduras and to the Northern Triangle. Mary, what is the Huge Business Council? What is it?
Well, the Huge Business Council is a group of entrepreneurs, Honduras, the United States, Guatemala, and El Salvador. So that's how you get the acronym HUGE, who believe that there are great opportunities in Central America. And just on the point of Mexico, I think it's important to recognize that as countries develop and bring more investment, they tend to move up the food chain of production in manufacturing. So the very low-wage jobs are not necessarily competitive in Mexico anymore. And that's why the synergy between Central America, Mexico, and the U.S. in manufacturing is so important. You know, the U.S. does a lot of design, production design, and marketing and so forth. Mexico does more and more sort of high-skilled assembly of and some production of things, particularly the north of Mexico. The south of Mexico and Central America would be more fertile ground for low-wage jobs that require a little less skill, a little less infrastructure, sophistication and infrastructure and so forth. So the idea is to take advantage of these three economies being linked together by geography and capitalize on the comparative advantages of proximity and this large, eager workforce.
The Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala triangle is identified as the source for the crowding at the border. But Mary, I've had reporting from Panama, for example, this last week, that people are arriving at the border from all over the world. A report on Nepal, a report on Iraq, a report on Haiti, a report on the Congo. So there's reason to mitigate this accusation that it's about the Northern Triangle. Is that fair to your understanding? It's not all to blame three countries. There is a large hunger for the United States around the world, and right now, for whatever reason, in the transition from the Trump years of build the wall to the Biden years of we can work this out, there's a migration out there that spans the planet, not just the Central America. Is that fair, Mary?
Well, I think now you're sort of wading into another area. I mean, this column that I wrote was really about economic development in Central America. The overwhelming majority of people in these recent waves, and I'm going back to, say, 2014, have been from Central America. I think the Biden administration didn't do itself any favors by basically signaling, the Democrats more broadly, by signaling all during the Trump administration, if only they got back into power, they would sort of open the border. And so I'm not saying that they said that directly, but they certainly gave people the sense that there would be opportunity if the Democrats were back in power. Now they're back in power. So I think that has generated a lot of expectations among people who are very desperate to get in the United States,
right.
As my grandparents were, as people always have been. But one thing I would add, John, is that a lot of the migrants, apparently, from the reports I've read, are also coming now from Mexico. And that's because The Lopez Obrador government has not handled the pandemic well. And there have been a lot of deaths, but there's also been, you know, a real drawdown in economic growth. I think they had minus GDP growth of 8% last year. Whenever you see the economy of our neighbor or Central America going south, you know that the migrants are going to be going north.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, she is the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, writing about opportunity in Central America as the supply chains move around the earth after the pandemic. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.